Today on Preaching to Myself, we are going to nerd out a little bit. So if you're a nerd or an aspiring nerd, stick with me. I think we're going to have some fun today. Let's get into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Preaching to Myself. My name's John Hill. I'm super excited to be in your ears today. I think we're going to have a lot of fun because I'm getting hype and I can't contain the hype any longer. So before we get into that, today's episode is sponsored by me. In fact, I just launched something super cool. It's brand new. Just launched it the other day. I've been working on it for a little bit. The Preaching to Myself official merch store. You might be thinking to yourself, hey, John, like merch, really? Like we're going there? Yeah, so the merch is a little bit different. Yes, there are things with a Preaching to Myself logo on it. But what I was thinking was, I was thinking about the first episode, which was in two parts. The first episode, the 10 things that I wish that I'd told myself sooner. And just thinking like having those things on a shirt or a sticker or a hat or whatever would be just kind of a good reminder to myself or to others about what these things mean to me. So I designed myself and rolled out a whole store with a whole line of different designs. So far, I have half of the 10 things up right now. So where you can go is the Linktree, linktr.ee/preaching to myself. It is on the Linktree. It is one of the first link. Yeah, first link at the top. It says merch store. And we've got all kinds of designs. Again, there's a new Preaching to Myself podcast logo. I think it looks pretty snazzy. We have Can't Stay Silent. We've got Pray Before Everything. We've got Hustle Harder. We've got Learn, Grow, Change. And we've got Finish Strong. All five designs have their own line of products. So there's, like I said, shirts of different shapes and sizes and varieties and colors, and you can choose all that stuff. There's coffee mugs and water bottles and stickers and iPhone cases and baby onesies and hats and all kinds of stuff. So go check it out because, like I said, the money would help me do more with the podcast, you know, get a website or get more things that could make this sound better, run better, that kind of stuff. So it would help me out. It would go right back into the podcast. But also, it would just be a good opportunity to have things to remind you the same way that I need to be reminded sometimes that, you know, I do need to pray before everything. I do need to finish strong. I do all these things that we've talked about in the first couple of episodes. So the first merch drop, I guess, if we're getting doing like the cool kids do and having merch drops. But so the first merch drop has those five designs. So go check them out. In fact, as kind of a grand opening sale from now until Christmas, the entire store is 15% off. There's a little coupon kind of at the top there. You just click redeem and you will get 15% off the whole store at checkout. So do that. It's on the Linktree, linktr.ee/preaching to myself. And the merch store is the first thing up there. It'll take you right to it. And it's super cool. And you don't have to, no pressure. I just thought it would be neat to have it. So if that is something that you're interested in, go ahead and do that. Today's topic: the hustle and bustle of December, of Christmas time, gets kind of intense. It's this rat race that can bog you down. The days are shorter. It's dark when you get up to go to work. It's dark when you come home. There's a billion different things that you have to do. There's always somewhere to be. There's a lot of pressure, right? There's gift buying and hosting and meals to prepare and work to get done and decorating and charitable stuff. And on top of all the things you normally do, like church and caring for your family and things like that. So there's a lot of pressure. And sometimes you need an escape, right? Everybody has hobbies. Everybody has a thing that they can just do purely for the joy of it. I have a few different hobbies, but right now the one that is at the forefront is tied into this movie that at the time this podcast is being released, the film will debut in 4 days. I am talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. And you're probably thinking, John, I thought this was a Christian podcast. When is it? Okay, I'm going to bring it back. Don't you worry, okay? So, I'm a nerd. I don't know if I ever explained that to you before. I'm kind of a geek, right? And yeah, you can be a Christian geek. You can indulge in these kinds of things. There's balance that goes along with it. I actually used to write for a website, a Christian geek website. I used to review video games and cover comic books. And I love comic books. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. But I record this podcast in my garage. And right now I'm staring at a, 6 foot tall bookshelf that is just full of comic books. There's like 3 long boxes, stacks of individual issues, a whole shelf of just trade paperbacks and graphic novels and stuff. I like comics. Love superheroes. I have since I was a kid. And I'm super hyped for this movie. I'm really excited. I don't need to go into it because I feel like a lot of people listening right now are probably hyped for it as well. And I'm going to be there, myself and my wife, Thursday night. We already have our tickets. We're both super excited because that's something that I can look forward to right now. When there's a billion things to do and it seems like life is really hectic and stressful, I'm like, Thursday, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to eat popcorn. I'm going to grease all over my face and I'm going to get a soda the size of my forearm, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic, and we're going to have a really great time. And it just got me thinking, like, there's a lesson here. Somewhere in here, there is a sermon illustration, and I'm going to attempt to preach to myself here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's topic. We are back. Let's dive right in. So superheroes are awesome. I can still remember early Saturday mornings in the 90s. I would wake up before anybody else in the house and I would make a bowl of cereal for myself, pretend I was hosting a cooking show for some reason. I would turn on our old tube TV. I remember I had to whack it like on the side of the TV to get it to work properly. But I would wait for my favorite cartoons to come on. I remember the opening sequence to X-Men, like it was yesterday. Professor X charging towards the villains with the X-Men, and Magneto and all of his villains running towards the good guys, and the orchestral theme song swelling in the background. It was epic, man. Then it was time for Spider-Man. Guitar riffs, shredding. And the opening theme song, Spidey thwipping around New York City, balancing his personal life and his career and his superpowers. This cartoon was full of action and drama, and it felt like the pages of the comic book coming to life more so than almost any other superhero show before it. I loved superheroes for my entire childhood. Spider-Man was my favorite, but I loved Wolverine. Even Batman, but I was more of a Marvel guy. Still am. I watched their cartoons. I had piles of their action figures. I played their video games. I played their video games some more. And then I got older. And in my teenage desperation to fit in, I put those things away. Comics are for nerds. Action figures are for kids. Video games are supposed to be violent. Superheroes are lame. It was a much different time in the early 2000s. I graduated high school in 2004, and you may be shocked to hear how little my efforts to gain popularity actually mattered 5 seconds after that diploma was in my hand, and I was free to be a geek again. The summer of 2008 was a game changer for comic book fans, myself included. I remember going to the movies and seeing both Iron Man and The Dark Knight in the same summer. Both those movies were phenomenal. The Dark Knight was one of the best Batman movies ever made, and Iron Man built this amazing world and storytelling model that still works well to this day for Marvel Studios. I was once again fully hooked on superheroes, and so were millions of other people around the world. The impact that these movies about buff dudes in tights punching each other have had on our culture is massive. Movies adapted from comic books grossed over $2.5 billion worldwide in 2018 alone. Yeah, that's billion with a B. And it's not just summer blockbusters that kids like to watch. In fact, Black Panther was nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards. 2019, Avengers Endgame became the highest grossing movie at the box office ever. So yeah, it's safe to say that superheroes and their stories have left their mark on the way that the world consumes entertainment. Comic book movies are just really fun to watch. When in the hands of the right creative people, the pages of stories told by great writers and artists of years past given new life on the movie screen. Greats like Jack Kirby, Steve Ditko, Stan Lee, Frank Miller, Chris Claremont, so many more have had their stories reimagined for film. Done correctly, an adaptation is a huge success. Avengers Infinity War, which was based on the classic story The Infinity Gauntlet by Jim Starlin, was a massive success for its ability to take core concepts of a well-loved story and make it fit well into the movie universe that Marvel Studios had already established. But for every good superhero movie like Wonder Woman or Black Panther, there's also plenty of bad adaptations like Elektra or Green Lantern. I don't know if you remember those. They weren't great. See, we've all seen bad adaptations. The gritty reboots where the director gets the tone all wrong, or the goofy, over-the-top, overacted, campy superhero movies. They aren't well received by fans of the characters that they're based on. See, fans are happy when a movie studio gets it right. But fans can also be a bit vocal, to put it lightly, when they don't get it right. Twitter death threats and all that crazy stuff. Because they know that being faithful to the source material is important. When I was a kid, there was another hero that I really liked. I would watch and read and learn stories every weekend. As it turns out, his story became a huge inspiration for some of the best stories about heroes throughout history. The story of Jesus has plenty of parallels with the characters that we see in movies and read about in comic books. And yes, I did have a Jesus action figure when I was younger. Thank you for asking. In fact, my kids have one right now. He has a button on his chest that you press it. And he goes, "I am Jesus." By the way, that Jesus action figure is buff. I don't know, like, who molded that action figure, but that Jesus action figure is ripped. So maybe he was a superhero also. I was a big Jesus fan. In fact, I still am. His story is the story of us, the story of the world, how we decided to walk away from our creator and separated ourselves from him. God, who gave us life, loves us so intensely that he sent his son, Jesus, to lower himself from being with God to becoming a human, and start his own story in order to rescue us from the evil that we're consumed in. He came as a teacher, told people about God's kingdom, and gave wisdom for living a life according to his Father. He came to show love to people that the rest of the world had forgotten about. He came to set people free from sickness and disease and demons and even death. He came to set people free from sin And Jesus knew he had to sacrifice himself to make a way for us to be forgiven. He was taken captive, beaten, broken, bloodied, nailed to a cross to die a painful, brutal death as a sacrifice so we can be with God again one day. He was dead, buried, put into the ground. All seemed lost. Thank God. That's not where Jesus' story ends. 3 days later, Jesus conquered death and the grave and still sits in heaven today, alive, full of power, calling us to follow in his story. What's really cool is that while I love this story, it's not just a story to me. See, I have faith in this story. I don't have faith that Spider-Man is going to protect me, but I have faith that everything that the Bible says is real and it applies to me. And this faith calls us to action, calls us to love, calls us to give, calls us to follow Jesus and live how he did, humbly, gracefully, mercifully, strong, powerful, becoming more Christ-like every day, denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following him is the action that he calls us to. Somewhere along the way as a kid, I realized that I couldn't just like the fact that Jesus died for me. I couldn't just buy into a prayer to ask for forgiveness of my sin like it was some fire insurance policy. My faith had to be deeper than just believing that what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. James 2:17 says that faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, faith is dead and useless. Unless my faith is real enough to call me to action, I'm useless to God's kingdom. To find out what these good deeds look like, I have to see how Jesus lived his life and realize two things to take my faith into action. Number one, Jesus didn't become human to only die for us. Number two, Jesus became human to show us how to live. Because we wouldn't be getting the whole picture if it was just Jesus showed up, died, came back, went back to heaven. He lived as a person, as a man, as a regular guy, but also fully God for 33 years to show us how to live so Scripture could tell us, can give us that blueprint, can give us that roadmap to being Christ-like on earth. Jesus taught us in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. Perhaps you could say that with great power comes great responsibility. Jesus gave us his life, the gift of eternal salvation, and with that, the power of Holy Spirit. And I would definitely call that much that he's given us. If we want God to truly change us from the inside out, we have to follow him in everything that we have. God deserves our everything, every part of our lives. To do this, we have to become more like Jesus. He laid out the blueprint for how to live the way God wants us to live. Now, if there was only some kind of record or book that recounts the events of the life of Jesus, maybe from the perspective of the people that were very close to him, it's the Bible. The answer is the Bible. We have it. He gave it to us. What a gift. What a gift that he gave us. To be a true follower of Christ, we have to become Christ-like. 1 John 2:6 challenges us by saying, those who say that they can live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. Just like your favorite superhero movie, we're called to become a live-action, modern-day adaptation of Jesus. Not some gritty reboot, not some interpretation. The best way to become a faithful adaptation of Jesus is for the Bible to become our source material. And we have to stick to the source material. Because if we don't, we're going to end up as some weird bootleg wish.com version of who we think Jesus should be instead of who the Bible says he is. We have to stick to it. We have to read it first. That's the very first thing, right? I tell you what, can we be real? Let's be real. A new year is coming up here pretty soon. Just a few weeks, right? And every year we start out. That, you know what? Hey, 2022 is my year. We're reading this whole Bible cover to cover. And like 2 weeks in, it's like, boy, you mean reading words every day? That's kind of rough. It's hard. Yeah. Be absolutely real with you. It's tough. But 2022 is going to come up all you. Set this goal. Stick to it. Dive into the word, because how are we ever going to take up our cross and follow Jesus if we don't even know what that truly looks like? If all we truly hear about it is just the guy with a microphone every Sunday and what he says. And sure, he may be right. Your pastor could be absolutely like bullseye, spot on, nail on the head. But you know what, Christians? It's time we start feeding ourselves. We have to really dig in. So the analogy of feeding yourself, right, of the word being, milk or meat, like this is in scripture, right? So when you are a new believer, right, like a baby survives off of milk, right? And then you have to eventually transfer to meat. We have a baby right on the other side of this garage wall, and he is bottle fed and he's not into steak yet. You need teeth for that, right? So eventually you mature in your faith, you grow up, you get some teeth, like, okay, and now mom and dad will feed you. But eventually you got to learn how to cook for yourself. Yeah, it's nice to, hey, on Sundays, go back to mom and dad's house and get fed. Like, that's nice. But every other day of the week, you got to eat, man. You got to eat. Maybe I'm making myself hungry here. But we have to feed ourselves the word of God. We have to dive into the source material. We got to learn it. Because I don't want to be some approximation of Jesus that the internet says that I should be, or that some weird TikTok heresy teachings says that I need to be, some 160 character Twitter version of Jesus. No, I want the real deal. No more fake. No more fake, no more weird, bad adaptations. We got to stick to the source material. So let's resolve to do that this next year. As we get hyped for the new Spider-Man movie coming out, just think about, man, I want to be a faithful adaptation of Jesus. Just like all these comic book movies are well done, faithful adaptations of their source material, I want to dig into my source material, who I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to model, focus and get it. And I believe we can do it. In fact, I've got a reading plan that I'm going to propose in the coming weeks and in the next few episodes. And I really want to dive in, really go in head first. None of this 365 day thing. Cause honestly, I feel like that's where, when it comes to Bible reading, that's where we mess up. Cause I don't know about you. I know everybody's different and they read differently, learn differently, whatever. But when I look at, you're going to read the Bible over an entire year. That's heavy, man. Can I get a condensed version of that? And that's exactly what I'm going to propose to the listeners of this podcast, myself included, because, hey, it is preaching to myself. I want like bread and meat. Like, this is going to be like a dense scripture sandwich that we're all going to consume together. Like one of those big party subs. It's going to be a party sub of scripture, and it's going to be awesome. And I really hope that you all can and will resolve to follow along with, but hey, that's coming next year. Like I said, stick to Jesus, take up your cross, follow him, deny yourself. To whom much is given, much is required. And he's given me everything. Every single thing that I have, every good thing in my life is directly from him. I can say that without any doubt in my mind. And with that great power comes great responsibility. And no more messing around, y'all. We got to live like Jesus. And we're going to do that together. So that's all I got for this week. Maybe a little short, but it's all good. Again, thanks for tuning in. You're awesome. You're rad. Share this around with people that you may think that it's beneficial to. Make sure to find us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram. We are there. We're not on Twitter because it is a toxic, wretched hive of scum and villainy. So avoid that at all costs. No, I'm just kidding. Like, no judgment if you use Twitter, but I just couldn't do it. Hit the link tree. All these great things, the link tree URL is in the show notes, but it's linktree.com/preachingmyself, linktr.ee/preachingtomyself. Link's in the notes. It's fine. Merch store is there if you want to help contribute to your boy. I might have some other ways that, hey, if you feel led to contribute, like I said, the equipment that I'm recording on right now, I have directly because a friend of mine palmed me some money and said, brother, I believe in what you're doing. Do what you need to do with this. And it was just such a huge blessing, man. And you know who you are. I hope you're listening. Thank you so much, my guy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. I'll let you know what I think of the Spider-Man movie. No spoilers, because I know that that's crazy. Much love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you in the next episode. Peace.